This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We're all insecure about something.
Sure.
There's no shame in it. And we do what we can to try and overcome those insecurities. What this man has done,
yeah,
not the best way to deal with it, however. This is one of those letters that Kimmy and I had to read over and over again. Because it's not too hard to read between the lines here. This man has an issue with something Kimmy complimented on another man.
Yeah.
And it bothered him so much,
he
wrote a letter about it. And it was about a week and a half ago. We had a discussion about something Tommy and Kimmy, you guys said you both noticed.
Bro, it's all over the place.
So it's TV shows and movies on streaming services?
Yeah.
What did you notice?
Dongs.
More male nudity
penis
than I've ever seen.
All over the place, but it's all penis.
And you said it was out of control.
Yeah. Like, okay. One guy was like examining his balls for cancer. And you could see it.
Yeah, and we even said, like, it's not always, like, in a sexual way. Sometimes it's just, hey, there's a naked dude in the scene for some reason. Mm.
So Tommy brought this up off mic, and I thought he was crazy. Mm. He brought this up on the air, and Kimmy, you were all the way, you agree 100%.
Yeah.
And this is multiple shows. This isn't just one single show.
It's like the new shock element in TV now. Ball sack. I mean, I've seen the belly of the balls, bro.
So, Kimmy, to send the point home, you told the story about a friend of yours.
So, a friend of mine had told me about this show that she watched on Netflix called Sex Life. And basically, like, all anybody's been talking about with this show is there's an actor in it that, like, goes full frontal.
He's like an Australian
naked scene.
Guy.
Yeah, he's like an Australian actor. And the point of the whole scene is that this dude is huge.
You call that a dong? No, that's a dong.
And... So my friend telling me about this said it was so big, like, she didn't think it was real. Like, she thought there was, like, they had, you know, edited it to make it look exaggerated.
Which, by the way, if you could do that, could you call me, please? You know how to do that.
And no, turns out she did a research. This is this actor's actual penis. And yeah.
Because it linked to the crank.
Now this is what he's kind of known for.
Okay, so that story, it seems, led to this letter. Because every once in a while, we get a letter that we have to read a couple of times because it's hard to believe what we're seeing.
Yeah.
This is one of those letters because it sounds like whomever wrote this not only wrote it for a weird reason, they tried to send it to our management.
Okay.
Very upset.
A male genitalia letter to our management. And they were offended, but not for the reason you'd think.
Okay.
Actual physical letters sent by folks wanting us fired, telling us we suck. You know how this goes. Sit back and enjoy today's genital-related hate mail of the week.
This letter is in regards to what was supposed to be a funny discussion that I heard on WCMF, one of your radio stations. They were talking about naked men on TV, and in that discussion, one of the hosts, a female, started describing the size and length of a man's genitals. And she went into detail and shared how impressed she and her friends were with it. There are a lot of kids who could have heard that break and the way she described what they saw and got the wrong impression that without a large penis, a man isn't the man he's supposed to be. We often talk in society about body shaming when it comes to young girls, but this is a major issue for teenage boys as well. Feeling as though you don't measure up to other men, therefore you're not as much of a man. Now, I myself don't have this problem. There are others that do, and I would ask that you have a conversation with not only your employees on WCMF, but on all the stations you own about how dangerous it can be to equate masculinity with penis size. The last thing you want are ignorant comments causing pain to certain segments of the population.
So, no name on this letter.
No name.
Did not sign the letter.
But you know what they say, Pat? You shouldn't shame your body.
Talking about your body?
Yeah.
So to recap, this mystery man, and we know it's a man because he references his wife and him not having a small penis.
Yes.
He's got a huge one.
Yeah, my
I don't have this problem.
I got a whopper.
He tried to write our management to share his displeasure with us about talking about a dude with a big penis. Mm-hmm. Because Kimmy should have to censor herself when discussing things.
And I didn't really describe it. I mean, I know Tommy asked about the length, but I didn't have much information about the actual what it looked like.
Mm. You know, it's funny.
What's that?
You know, we men, we go, we can never figure out what's going on in women's heads, man. Eternal mystery. Yeah. Why do we know what's going on in women's heads? Kimmy gives us an open window into the mind of a couple of 30-year-old women, right? And instead of men listening and hearing what she had to say, this guy wants to shut it down.
Yes.
Okay. And he says he's worried about the kids who listen to this show. By the way, our theme of this show, don't let your kid listen to this show.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
Okay. But I do find the idea of what he's saying interesting.
How so?
From the beginning of time, man has always wondered if what he has down below is what he needed to get the job done.
Is it impressing?
Fair statement? Yeah. Okay, great. Okay. How much size really mattered and if women really care about it? And I know this is a discussion where guys will have to get vulnerable about one of the few things we like to be honest about. However, I don't think this mystery guy is wrong that every man at some point in their lives looks down and gets insecure about what's down there.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, we're only human.
But what is it that causes that? Like, when do you come to that moment?
Phone number is 222-6000. That's a great question.
It's handed down from the other generation. I mean, it's it's like, ingrained in us.
But is it, because Pat said there's usually like a specific moment. Is it when you're around other guys? Is it when you're around women? Is it just you in the mirror, like being like, hey, is it supposed to be this way?
Why are you laughing?
I'm just wondering.
Who told you? Look, it can't be when you're with a woman first, because I think the locker room is the first place where you really start to get insecure.
Right.
Right. Whether it's school, whether it's sports, is what I have down there what I'm supposed to have down there, right? Because, like, there would be no other time in your life up to that point where you'd have a conscious memory of having your genitals out around somebody else's genitals.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. It would have to start then.
Okay. But, like, I kind of get to, look, this guy is wrong for writing a letter, but I do get the idea of, I remember being a teenage kid, like walking in, I was like 12, 13, and like, well, this is going to be the locker room, we're going to shower for the first time together, and like, am I supposed to like look at what they got? Are they going to look at what I got?
But you don't want to look.
But you kind of do.
Well, you got to do like, I don't know, like a quick glance, but if you get busted, you're going to get, oh my God, the embarrassment you're going to get. I mean, I went to military school, so it was all out there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it was all there, you know? And I told you, we did that weird game first night of school.
Everybody knows Splooey.
You know, I didn't know, and I was an 11-year-old kid. We turned the light on, and everybody, you know, there it is.
Yeah, I got it.
Wow.
I got it. Do you have that recollection of like the first couple times be wondering if what you had going on was what
Yeah, and I think it was about that time when you have to be around other guys, you know, showering, PE.
Do girls have these wonders about their parts of their body?
Well, girls are growing up, you're insecure about a lot of things because the way like your body changes, like it's so different from girl to girl. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So, I mean, you're constantly worried about
that growing
up. It would
have to be the boobs for the girl, though, right?
But like, not, I mean, it's everything. It's your weight. It's, I mean, it's the way you're developing. Like, why don't I look like her? Why does she look different? There's so many things.
What if my vagina matches up to hers?
Well, no,
there's
serious,
so many things as a woman that you're looking at yourself like, is it supposed to be this way?
Well, like, the penis is pretty straightforward, right?
Well, it's the only thing. Well, that's why I thought the boobs, because they hang out.
Yeah, but like vagina.
Wonder how is.
Dump that!
Can't say that?
No, you can't say that!
No, but I didn't attach it to anything.
Why would you say that, even if you could?
Well, I mean, I know, because I'm asking questions. See, this is why you can't ask questions. They get dumped.
By the way, if you ask and it echoes, you know.
All right. Can she sit on a fire hydrant and it disappears?
Phone number is 222-6000. All right, I see you guys on hold. Hate mail of the week, talking about a man who's upset that Kimmy was discussing the size of an actor's...
A crank.
Yeah. Genitals that you saw on a show. He says that having that discussion would cause young boys listening to the show to body shame, have body shame.
Yeah.
And that we should not have a discussion that ties masculinity to the size of a man's penis. It's dangerous to do.
Yeah.
All right. We had asked, you know, when you start having those uncomfortable feelings, I want you to think about this when I go to the phone.
Right.
What age do you think a man truly gets comfortable with his penis?
Comfortable?
Think about it. Let's talk to Josh. He's on CMF. Hey, Josh, how are you, buddy?
Hey, guys. Pretty good.
What's up?
I don't know when a man would actually get comfortable with his penis, but the mail this guy sent in was completely counterproductive because dialogue is what leads to understanding, and he's telling him, shut up, don't talk about it, just ignore it. We'll deal with it our own way.
It's penis
talk. And that's
talk.
Completely we'll unhelpful. What?
A quiet storm, if you will. All right, Josh, do you have a vivid memory of the first scary time your penis was coming out in front of other people?
Oh, absolutely. It was like you were saying in the school showers, because they were just like, all right, y'all get in here like a herd of cattle, and they don't monitor you or understand what's going on. And a lot of, like, just shaming, snickering, making fun of each other, pointing and crap goes on in those early years. And, I mean, not to reference kids about this, but they never explain, like, grower and shower in health class. So it's like, you think, wow, I am really, really tiny.
Preach, brother. That hit my soul right there, man. That hit my soul.
Yeah, so it's like, the jocks are like, oh, we got the big hammers, and we're just like, oh, okay, and, you know, we have no point of reference and no one to talk to about it.
Hey, Josh, how old are you? Remind me.
I am 36.
Are you comfortable with your penis as a 36-year-old man?
I am.
Congratulations.
Thanks. So, you never went to summer camps.
Josh, thanks, buddy. Have
like,
a good
stay
rest
away
of
summer camps?
No.
Okay, so I remember this as a kid. So it was stay away summer camp 2 weeks, and they would teach you, as now I'm a little kid, how to clean yourself, how to take a shower.
Wait, at the camp?
At camp.
Are you sure that was part of the curriculum?
I don't know. It was the early 60s. Who knows?
Okay.
But I still remember, like, this is how you clean your balls. This is how you clean your ass. This is how you clean this stuff.
Hygiene, yeah.
Yeah, but like we're kids. They're like adults showing you this is how you clean. Now, I don't know if that was normal for the time or not, but I still remember that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So I guess intense. I was pretty comfortable. I guess my generation was probably pretty comfortable with their cranks.
Well, you said you even swam nude.
Right.
In
and
class.
Yeah. And especially when I went to boarding school and stuff like that.
All right. So you would say by teenage years you were comfortable?
I would think my generation may be actually more comfortable with their stuff than maybe your generation. It didn't grow up so, you know, with everything flopping around.
It makes sense because I've talked to, like, Pat and people like our age, guys who go to, like, the locker room, like, gyms at the locker room, and they'll say, like, guys your age just walk around completely naked, like, no shame, nothing, and everybody else kind of, like, you know, is a little bit more private about what they're doing, but it always seems to be, like, the older set that's just free with their bodies.
I don't forget, everybody was in the service, like, you know.
Sure.
It was just one big room.
Sure.
The dumpers are over here, the showers are over there, the sinks are over there. It was just open.
Phone number is 222-6000. We're talking about insecurity, male insecurity about the size coming off of this hate mail of the week. Kimmy has an honest discussion about a penis her and her friend saw on a TV show, and this guy flips out. Don't talk about it! How dare you! Redneck's on CMF. Hey, Redneck, how are you, buddy?
Not bad, and yourself?
Good, man. What's up?
Say, listen, the first time, I was always comfortable with the size and whatever until I was like Tommy. I went to summer camp, and then, you know, pushed in the showers, like Josh was saying, and then it started going to watching porn and stuff like that, and you kind of relate, you compare yourself to other people, and you're like, well, what the hell's going on here? So, I mean, am I comfortable with my penis now? No. Is my wife? She says she is, but I don't believe her.
So you will say even at, how old are you, Redneck?
I'm 41.
So at 41 years old, you as a man can say you are not yet comfortable with your penis.
No, but that being said, you know, all the way up until I was like, I think 11 or 12 is the first year I went to summer camp. That's when I started not being comfortable with it. And then it got worse as I got older and hit puberty and started watching porn and comparing myself to everybody on porn.
Okay. I find that interesting. Redneck, thanks for the call, buddy. I really appreciate it. So you brought up the generational thing, right?
Right.
So the reason, other than what you said, because that makes sense,
yeah,
where guys of an older generation might be more confident, you didn't have porn.
Less of it.
Well, no, they didn't have video. I mean, you didn't have, like,
Dirty Magazine.
Yeah, videos. Like, bro, I was introduced to that on the internet at a young age, and there ain't no, like, little guy porn, right?
No.
So, like,
they tried it, just didn't work.
Every kid from, like, the year 2000, you know, if you were born in 1985 and on, you had access to this thing.
Yeah, easily.
Watching other dudes that ain't, they should put a disclaimer in front of those movies.
not true to size.
Not actual size, bros.
Well, I guess they probably, you know, people would figure that out.
No, you don't know that as a kid. You don't know that as a teenager, right? Because, like, I do remember one of the most horrifying moments of my life was the first time I was gonna be with a girl,
right?
And she was going to see it. Mm. Like, how was she going to react?
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, I just in my head had this idea that every other dude, because I had watched
porn. But I think every generation has that. Like, is this going to, am I going to perform right?
Oh,
first time?
It wasn't even performance.
Just the size.
Just like what it looked like.
Yeah, I don't think I was worried about the size. I was worried about the performance, probably.
Okay. Which, by the way, horrible.
Oh, it was god-awful. But it didn't matter.
Those poor girls, man.
Absolutely. Because remember, we talked about, like, guys, like, every guy's first sexual experience was absolutely amazing. And it was. They're not lying.
Yep.
Not for girls.
No.
Like, every girl goes, oh, that was, hey, ugh. That's it? That's what it is?
Like, I almost
want to. What you do with that?
I almost want to call her, find her, and be like, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
But at that time, she didn't know what to compare it to.
No, but
I know she wasn't having a good. Like, I know, like, my first sexual experience was amazing. Paz was every guy's. Women's, and I know. I know it wasn't for you.
But we think it was because, again, we don't know what it's supposed to be.
I guess it was underwhelming.
Okay.
Like, for us, it was magical.
Life-changing.
It lived up to all the expectations.
Yeah.
I know for women, it couldn't have. It just couldn't have, because I was there. I was doing this to you, so I know it sucked for you. And to your point, I'm sorry, darling. I didn't know.
It is funny, though, that you're so worried about her opinion in that way.
Now.
Because when you're that age, you've probably seen a lot more naked men than she has.
I hope so.
No, but I think Tommy said now. The time, I didn't care.
I didn't think
about it.
Yeah. It's like, if I went to school the next day and the chick I was banging, oh, man, tore it up. She loved it, man. She couldn't get enough, right? I mean, you're just thinking about yourself.
Absolutely.
Like, she didn't even really need to be there, really. You know what I mean?
Sure. I mean, you mean size-wise, Kimmy.
Yeah. Okay. I meant, like, insecurity. Yep.
But here's the thing. Like, you know, most grown women, adult women, even if you take it out and it's not all that impressive, they're not going to be like, right?
Yeah.
You don't know how a teenage girl's going to react because she also has expectations of what should be coming out.
Right.
Right? And, you know, from the mouth of, I shouldn't use that term, but I would think as a man, if you are going to expose yourself.
Yeah.
And somebody's going to go, it's going to be from someone who doesn't have any sexual experience, right? So it's probably most common when you're a teenage kid.
And I will say this, from going to military school and guys from all different walks of life that were there, the guy with the biggest crank was the guy you would not think had the biggest crank.
100% every time. Every time.
Like, his name said he had a small weenie, and he didn't. His name, I've never heard another guy named
this. Oh, you have a name. Okay.
If this name would stick out, Otho.
His name was Otho?
Yeah. He was from suburban Atlanta, but they also boarded him at the school, but even though he lived in Atlanta, and his name was Otho. The kid was tall, but scrawny. Like, he looked like he hadn't eaten in a month. Like, you could see his ribs, and he had this tree trunk. Like, well, you couldn't miss it.
He boarded at the school. His penis lived back in Atlanta.
Yeah, valedictorian, both of them. But you wouldn't think a guy named scrawny, emaciated Otho from Atlanta has got a whopper down there.
No, but, like, there have been times even, like, when I've been in, like, a hockey locker room or something where it's like, you know, I almost get upset. Like you what? Have that?
You got
Come
that?
On, man.
You got it?
Come on, I'm 6'3". Come on.
Like, the penis line, you got it.
All right, everybody on hold. I really
God bless
appreciate-
you, Otho.
We got to...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.